talking to Mike Persons, who's the president of our local chapter of Muskies Incorporated in Hayward, and we're going to talk about the upcoming Kids Day that's coming up here pretty quick in the Hayward area. Mike, we've got an event that we have every year coming up.
Yep. And thanks for having me on, John. This year's event is Sunday, July 31st. We take kids fishing at Upper Twin Lake from 9 to noon. We meet at the Black Iron Grill. And then after fishing, we have a barbecue for the kids and prizes for all of them. And they can sign up at Hayward Bait and Tackle with their parents anytime before then. The latest would be Saturday afternoon, the 30th. So if you've got some kids that like to fish, we'll take them out. The ages are 8 to 16, and we've got tackle appropriate for, you know, their age level, and we fish for panfish, bass, and muskie. So it's a good time for the kids, and we're always happy to have more kids, and even guides or people that want to help. So if you sign up at Hayward Bait and Tackle, we're good.
Yeah, there's also a growing pike population at Lake, so chances are they're going to tangle with something with teeth out there, right?
Yes, and then what we've done in previous years is we've offered a prize for the largest pike or maybe even the most pike. So we urge the guides and kids to bring them in.
You bet. Well, that's kind of what they've been doing on that lake, the Property Owners Association. You know, the Muskies Inc.'s been having that Kids Day for how many years now again?
I've been in it probably 40. Make it 35.
Well, you're like the perpetual president of Muskies, Inc. And Muskies, Inc. is an organization that started quite a few years ago, and it's grown to where there's chapters in a whole bunch of states, right?
Yeah, there's probably 35 chapters, about 6,000 members. Our local chapter has probably 125. And we're going to have our 44th annual tournament this coming October. It'd be September 30th and October 1st and 2nd. And last year we had 425 people. And over the 44 years, we've raised over $520,000.
I know these events you have, especially the ones coming up to Kids Day, sometimes hard to get kids out there nowadays, and you're looking for more kids. It's a fun event. The kids have a blast out at that thing.
Yeah, they have a good time fishing. They have a good time with each other. And then, as I said, we've got prizes for all of them.
I know you guys put a lot of your resources back into a lot of things, including some stocking projects from time to time and tagging and all kinds of things.
Yeah, we've funded over 320 projects over the past 44 years and over $500,000. So yeah. All the money raised by the tournament goes back into fishing.
I know muskie fishing has changed a lot since I started it 50 years ago, and it seems like the sport is actually growing. There seems to be more people out there muskie fishing now, and we've gained the knowledge to be able to catch them a little easier, I think, although there are more fish out there sometimes because of catch and release.
Right, and yeah, more information so people can get into the sport more easily and catch fish sooner rather than later, and you're correct. There's more fish because nobody keeps a fish anymore to speak of.
Well, Mike, you know, interesting stuff there. If somebody is interested in signing up one of their kids for this upcoming event or looking at the fall tournament, how do they get a hold of the information or get a hold of you or whatever?
Well, again, the best thing to do is go to Hayward Bait and Bottle. They have the sign-up for the Kids Day, and they also have tournament information. And if you want to join Muskies, Inc., they can also help you there.
You bet. Well, thank you for taking the time with us here.
Okay, thanks a lot, John.